a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
You know, there's a few of them in there. If you, like No Country for Old Men. If you don't like
that
movie,
was on,
we're out.
Not No Country, but Arthur, the original.
The original Arthur is.
Yeah. And it's amazing
brilliantly funny movie.
The Hollywood action on Dudley Moore. How he is 5 foot.
He's 5 footer. And he was nailing Susan Anton, a 6 foot beauty, like a model. It's great. So, yeah, there's some deal breakers out there. Stripes is almost a deal breaker, but I could see where a girl wouldn't like Stripes. That's a guy movie. Godfather? I don't want to hear you talk ever again. It's like, that stinks. If I ever heard the words, that stinks, after The Godfather, I didn't think it was that great. Out!
Casino and Goodfellas, the same with me, though. That's Casino. Right up there.
I'll give you Goodfellas. The girl doesn't have to like Goodfellas. Again, it's more,
that's more of
it's a
guy
heavy
thing.
Guy movie.
Yeah.
Casino is not.
No.
Casino is a deal breaker. I've got about 5 deal breaker movies.
There's guy deal breaker movies, though, too.
Like?
Smoking the Bandit.
Yeah. Oh, for
on.
Friendship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you think Smoking the Bruins, it does suck, but if you can find great fun out of that.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you're right. Smoking the Bandit's a
cannonball.
Yes.
I can
these rosary bleeds up this nose
in that pack.
I can be friends with you if you don't like cannonball.
I don't know about that.
It's not going to be a great friendship. But I can still sit and have lunch with you.
Right, you and the chocolate monk.
One, but.
All right, I'm back, and you have to like it.
Just for Dean Martin and Sammy alone.
I'll take these bleeds.
You're going to take these bleeds here?
These bleeds and stuff. I'm going to take these bleeds.
You're small. SML. All right, it's quotable. It's a keeper. Man, there's a few in there. But like, and girls don't, I don't know if they have deal breaker movies like that.
If he doesn't like The Notebook.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. And then it's like, okay. Like, I think it's because as guys, we understand that. It's like, we'll call your bluff on it.
If you don't like The Notebook, we can't go out.
Okay, well, good. Because you're one of those romanticizers. You're nuts. And then it goes the other way. A girl can't like a movie like Die Hard too much. Because then she starts turning into like she's pandering.
Unless she's got a Bruce Willis fetish or something like that.
Well, to like me, you probably should have a Bruce Willis fetish because we have similar shaped heads. And I'm going to get some plastic surgery to look like Bruce here soon. Like Looper. Anyway, if you want to play Godfather Trivia, we'll feed you. 585-9800. I think we're starting in with we got Porta Subs. We got Hooters. Yep. We got all sorts of stuff for you. Just give you food for weeks is what it's going to be. Gift cards so you can just nonstop eat yourself into a coma for knowing the Godfather. The Godfather himself will be here. Francis Ford Coppola is 82. Phone a guinea and save me, please.
Don't kill me.
What would they say? What would the thing be like? Please. Show some mercy. That's when Brett gets to save you if you don't know the answer. But phone a guinea. But for phone a guinea, you just ask him, save me. You give the wrong answer. Brett has to decide whether or not you're valuable enough to save.
All right.
So those are your two lifelines. If you want to play 585-9800, let's celebrate the Godfather next.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
My God. Brett's so happy. Happy birthday to Francis Ford Coppola today. The mastermind behind The Godfather. Brilliant movie. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, they say. Third one's terrible.
Yeah.
And his creation is standing right outside as we play Francis Ford Coppola's. What are we calling a phone again? I don't know.
That's something. Yeah.
So you want to be a made man. Ladies and gentlemen. Bring him in. Vito, come on in. Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
This is where I'm supposed to sit.
Yeah, right here,
how
Don.
How are you guys doing? How's everyone? Brett, it's marvelous to see you. Where's your ring?
How are you doing,
Don? Where's your pinky ring?
Well, you know, I had to give somebody a smack in the mouth so I can't wear it with the cast on. But
I understand. You're a good boy. Very nicely played, Brett. Nice job.
It's an honor.
Brett?
It's an honor
thin.
To have you in here. Thank
yeah,
you.
You look.
Thank
did you, I make Don. You feel good?
You do, and I just want to pledge my life to you and...
God, do it. Let your life.
Thank you for...
And you know what you could stop doing? Crying like a woman.
Brady Fontaine.
I want to hire, I wanna hire you.
Smack me, Don.
I might. I want to hire you to be my trainer. You're a specimen of a human being by comparison.
Just making gravy over here.
Oh, that's good. Make some good gravy. Do it like Mama made. Do it right. You know, something on your leg. It's a chicken wing. So there's no oranges in the room. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
No
dead fish.
Happy birthday to my friend Francis Ford Coppola. Those stairs were rough. I sound like front butt. Except for I'm sexier. We all know that.
You take care of front butt?
I'll take care of it. You know, we'll handle it. There's no reason why you're asking so many questions for. I'm the one who asked the question.
Sorry, Don.
I'm the quiz master. The college board quiz master. Well,
you're the best.
You know. The very comfortable chairs.
How's the horror?
Horror. It's a different film, but it's very excellent reference.
It's great, though. It's great.
Horror. It's great stuff, by the way. Let's go to the phones and find out who we've got wants to be a made man today. Brett, you can help him by phone a guinea.
All right.
But please, show me mercy.
All right. We got Dan on line one here.
Dan, kiss the ring.
How you doing?
It's good to see you.
How you doing? Much respect to you, Don.
Exactly. Don Tancoyon, it's very nice to be here. It's very nice to be respected and feel that kind of respect.
Well, we appreciate you. Just let me know if you need anything done. I'll take care of it for you, okay?
Well, that's very nice. I like what you're doing, Brett.
I like Dan.
I like it, Brett. When this man asks for mercy, you give him mercy.
I gotcha.
Let's go to the questions. Are you ready, Dan?
I'm ready.
Godfather movies are based on a novel by what author?
Mario Puzo.
Mario Puzo is correct. This guy knows his stuff. Any opening scenes of the movie about me? Who am I celebrating? What wedding am I celebrating? Who is it?
That would be Connie, and she's getting married to, I forgot the guy's name, but, you know, you didn't ask that part.
Doesn't matter. I'm only there to celebrate Connie's
wedding.
Connie's wedding is correct.
That's right.
The cake in that wedding was just outstanding. Don, you
Final
really...
Final question. When is ragu acceptable as a useful thing?
Only with bread.
I'm going to have to see if Brett wants to save him, but I don't know if this guy earned it just there with that answer.
Yeah, I'm kind of insulted by that.
Incorrect. The only time ragu is acceptable is when you're choking someone to death. You use it as a murder weapon.
Or on a horse head.
I should have done that too. Incorrect. I'm sorry, Dan. You are not a made man. We're going to let you go. So bad. I like Dan.
Unfortunate.
Dan
execute that call.
He's good people, Don.
It's okay. He's all right. But that last thing with the ragu on bread.
Insulting.
I feel your pain.
Well, you don't know my pain. Don't try to relate to me.
No, yeah, you're right. I don't know you.
You don't know anything about me. Well, let's keep it that way. A nice fat distance, exactly the distance our bellies are right now, is the way we need to stay. Brett,
get to your points.
You make me want a social distance forever. Who's on the next line?
We got Mike on line 2.
Michael, that's a good, strong name. I like that. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
A little loud, Michael. Don't need to scream. We have telephonic communication.
Well, I won't scream, Don.
It's nice.
I'm very sorry, Don. Let me kiss your finger, Don.
That's not my finger. Nice try.
That's a cannoli.
This guy's crazy.
Get off the cannoli.
I like you. I like your energy. All right. Are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready to play.
What is the name of the horse whose head found its way into Hollywood producer Jack Waltz's bed without explanation? No one knows how it got there. Was it Kazan, Shazam, Khartoum, or Tartuffe? The name of the horse. You say what?
The last one?
Tartuffe?
The last one.
Do you want to show him any mercy? You want to help him out?
I could.
Do you know the answer? Do you want mercy?
Yeah.
Mike, do you want mercy? Do you want to go with your answer? Do you want mercy?
Give me one mercy, please, Don.
Give him a mercy. What's the answer to the question there, Brett?
Khartoum.
He's a good kid. Brett saved you. You owe Brett your life.
Thank you, Brett.
All right. In the second Godfather, what do I receive as payment from my neighbor for hiding a bundle of handguns?
Could you repeat the question, please?
It says in the second Godfather, what do I receive as payment from my neighbor for hiding a bundle of handguns?
A stack full of money.
bag.
You've already been saved. You didn't ask to phone a guinea. That's incorrect. Got a whole bunch of carpet. Got a load of carpet. A lot of carpet.
Got
came
the house done?
I got a little wall to wall.
Clemenzo took care of that.
Clemenzo got me the carpet. He knows. Would phone a guinea have known that?
Yes.
See?
All right, he's out of here.
Would you have known that?
No.
No, it's because you're not part of the family. Nobody likes you. That's the truth. A lot of people, you got something on your leg. It's a full slice of pizza. How does this happen? You got a little food on your forehead. It's a wedge salad.
That's not a good thing.
He's never seen that.
It's a blue cheese wedge, and you got a little food on your cheek.
Now you're talking.
It's a rack of ribs. You have something in your pocket. Looks like it's a whole bundle of bananas dipped in chocolate. I don't know how you did that. Are you dropping it all over the place? All right, let's go to the next guy.
See if we can get Jason to be a made man.
Jason, you want to be a made man? You're calling like the other guys, just messing around, coming here crying.
Yeah, why not?
You could cry like a woman if you don't get it.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Don't you hate stairs? They live with you for a long time.
No.
Boy, I do. Here we go. Don't question me. In the second Godfather, what country is Michael Corleone considering? Because I'm going to start that whole thing over again. Because my words are crazy. In Godfather 2, what country is Michael Corleone considering expanding his gambling operations into?
I mean, if you want to call Cuba a country, but whatever.
God damn, that's impressive. Well done.
Nice.
Cuba's correct.
My dad was there.
And by the way, he didn't give him a carpet. They went and stole it. Totally different.
That's what I received. Did I not receive carpet?
Clemenza offered him the carpet.
Clemenza said to get the carpet, and I took the carpet. That's exactly right.
That's a gift.
Whoa,
he gave you the opportunity to steal a carpet.
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like a cop. Yeah. I don't know what that guy like. You're questioning how I got my flooring.
Probably the military.
You're going to stand on the very carpet I earned and question how I earned it?
Someone's looking for a dirt nap.
And someone's looking to live under some carpet. You know what? I could still wrap you in the leftover rugs.
God. I mean, you got Brady around. Do you have leftovers?
When you say Brady around, you mean it, don't you? Yeah. Let's get out. Please, come on. Which Godfather movie won the most Oscars?
The second one.
How many?
I think they got 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Incorrect. I just wanted to follow up to make you look like a fool.
First one got three.
First one got 3, second one got 6.
My bad.
How many did the third one get?
Oh, God, that doesn't even count as a movie for Oscars. That's
exactly right.
Do Razzies count?
Razzies are awards. They count. All right, for the win. Good luck. What do I have in my mouth when I die?
Well, I'm going to leave that alone. It's an orange peel, but technically in the actual movie, he had cotton balls all stuffed up in his mouth most of the time. In the actual movie, he had an orange peel.
This guy's very good. Your attention to detail frightens me and confuses me. I don't like that much detail. Congratulations. You just got yourself some free food.
Hang on, Jason.
Okay.
Covered in sauce. I highly recommend if you go to the Porta Subs, the Italian sub sandwich. Forget about it.
Let's go get some cannoli.
No.
Come on.
Horror.
I'm hungry.
You prego.
You leave the gun. You take the cannoli.
That's exactly right. Brett's a good kid. We like him.
We got one more here.
He falls off of his friends when they do piggyback rides at car dealerships. Come on, we'll do one more. Let's see what we got.
We got Anthony.
Anthony, are you there? Anthony doesn't need your help.
No.
Anthony is fine.
Godfather, yes, I'm here.
How are you today, Anthony?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
You need any favors from Anthony?
Anthony knows.
Oh, yeah, hey, I'm open to anything, man. What kind of favors you need?
Your envelope is a little light, Anthony.
Need you to do some painting.
Some painting? I can do that.
Let me ask you this. In the Godfather movie, the first Godfather movie, which word was never uttered? Mob, mafia, organized crime?
Mob.
Want to save him?
We'll save him.
Go ahead.
Mafia.
Mafia is correct. That's the one word we don't say.
I had another guess.
What was yours?
Well,
front butt.
Ragu.
Italian mafia never existed.
I got to save Anthony. It's my
you know what? Front butt was used in the extended director's cut.
I got you.
We use front butt all the time.
Oh.
What animal was not in the original script that hung around on my lap all the time?
The cat.
Cat is there correct. Well done. Anthony knows.
Absolutely.
And finally, What's Brett's mama good for?
Oh, man. Brett's mama's good for whatever, you know, Brett needs done, man, you know?
Mahroon!
She's there. She takes care of everybody.
I ask again, and I'm serious. What's Brett's mama good for? Are you going to say it?
She's good at everything, man.
I didn't ask if she was good at things.
He's a good Italian.
He said, what's Brett's mama good for?
Man, Brett's mama is the pinnacle, man. She is the queen of everything. All right?
You know what? He's a good Italian. You never speak ill of another man's mother. Also would have accepted blowjobs.
No!
Oh, hey!
This guy! Oh,
come on, where
I'm eating over here.
Where are you in life without a little humor?
Come on.
That's horror. God, there was so much carpet after that. We need a new carpet. That was amazing. Anyway, tell your mother I said hello, Brett.
I will. Thanks,
Tom. Tell Francis Ford Coppola happy birthday.
Will do.
Brady. You need to slow down on the
Let's
beach.
Let's go eat, Don.
Let's go get some fruit. You're killing me over here. And you're killing yourself even faster. I was at my daughter's wedding. I'd like to see you at your daughter's wedding.
You helped me with my diet.
And unless
I just
your daughter,
want to say that, Don.
Unless your daughter gets married in the ninth grade, you're not going to make it.
There he goes, everybody. Boy, wow.
Tito Corleone getting a little off.
Some diet tips at the end.
Was helpful with my diet. Every time he went to get fruit, he almost died.
Well,
went to buy fruit on the fruit stand, got shot.
That's right.
That's why Brady stays away from fruit. That's why
you know the thing in The Godfather. When there's an orange in the scene, there's going to be a death.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's the best. Oranges. Such a great movie. All right. Well, happy birthday to Francis Ford Coppola. Good job, Brett. Saved a guinea.
Thank you.
Anthony and Jason both got stuff. I was trying to get him to talk ill of your mother.
He knows.
Good Italian
knows.
You never speak ill of another man's mother. There you go. Well done, Brett. We got Rock Wars coming up in just a little bit. That should be interesting as well. Who won? I don't even remember.
You did.
Did I win again?
You went Meatloaf.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Rock Wars
you should
coming up in just a little bit.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.